Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier. And via Skype, we are joined by not only our other co-host, Travis Hulse, but from the Spike TV program, Ink Master, we are joined by Sausage.
Heidi-ho!
Travis.
Hello there.
Good evening.
I thought I had a good lead in there.
That was perfect.
It was nice. Travis, thanks for dropping the ball.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't want to step on your toes.
Oh, I should have started with Travis, right? That's,
you would
that's
think.
What you do. Travis is here every week.
That's all right.
To
I'll
contact
sit over here
the program,
in the corner quietly.
309-740-1430. We have confirmed the phone number does work. You can also contact us on Skype, WFO Dicks. So, yeah, here we are.
Here we are. Sausage, thanks a lot for being here. I know we kind of went, it seems like it's been, God, forever that we finally, or first got in contact, and it's nice to finally have you here.
Yeah, I think we got a hold of him on a Sunday, and then we had a show on Monday, and then like a whole week has gone by of just him, us just blowing him up. You are coming, no. Right? You are coming. Are you sure? You're
yep.
coming, right?
And I think I'll be here.
So
we'll be here. Unlike some other people in your establishment.
Right. No drunk yet. We expect him usually around 8:30 or so. We'll see.
He's gonna be so mad that he missed me. That's gonna be so good.
So when I was talking to you before, you said that you were taking off the tie.
Yes, sir.
Is the tie kind of like your costume? Because it seems like on the show, everybody's kind of always wearing very similar things. Like that one guy is always wearing baseball shirts.
Right.
Like, the Simpsons are always wearing the same thing. Do they just want you to know who's who?
Yeah, it's a good way of, because in the very beginning of the season, it's really difficult to remember everybody's name. And so for me, it was really nice because it's, you know, the guy that's wearing the tie. So it's a way of just kind of helping people out when they're talking about the show and they're like, oh yeah, that one guy with the muscle shirt, he's a real ass, you know, but the guy with the tie, he's really cool. So they dress you like that on purpose.
Tie guy. Well, that's weird because I watch the show every week and I know you and Halo's name just because they're easy to remember. You know, it's like, right. it's probably an advantage to you, I would imagine. And then, like, you know, there's Red Mohawk guy, and eyeball throat guy and the angry beard guy.
Right, exactly.
But I mean, you don't remember a Matt, but you certainly remember a sausage.
Right, and which is really good to have a moniker such as mine, because, you know, not only do they remember me because of my beautiful tie, but they remember me because of my awesome nickname.
So, you said that your name is just there's not like a great story behind it. It's just your last name's Frank, and so somebody thought that was funny.
Somebody thought it was funny, yeah. And I wish I had a really cool story to go along with it. I've actually thought for many years about what kind of a cool story it would be, but it always seems like it ends up as a porn kind of a lead-in. So my wife is very happy that it deals with my last name and not because of my porn past.
So you've come up with scenarios, like ideas of what you could tell people?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because on Twitter I usually say it's because of my enormous, large, very big last name of Frank, and a lot of people think that's really exciting. I did piss off a woman because she didn't think it was very funny, even though she was looking for a funny story. I guess she wasn't trying to take a sexual connotation out of it. So.
She was hoping for a Sunday school story about the name Sausage.
I think she was more of a religious background, and I had stepped on her religion. So,
oops.
Yeah, whoops. I don't know if it's religious or not. I just can't see why you would ask who somebody's last name is, have the word "ha" at the end of it, and then get all mad because you say it's because of an enormous, large last name of Frank. I don't understand it. So
that was the internet, right?
That was on Twitter.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, so she thinks that she's going to get some really cute story out of it. I thought I gave a cute story, but it was too cute for her, I guess.
There's a funny line in the chat. Is he related to Lisa Frank? She made cool Trapper Keepers.
Since she made cool Trapper Keepers, then yes.
That was some colorful stuff. Lisa Frank isn't still around, is she? She's probably dead, right?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
She was probably the unicorns.
Yeah,
man.
She was dead when those things came out, I'm sure.
It was like all neon, like unicorns and bears and rainbows. You don't remember that?
The only thing that I remember about, you know, little booklets and a last name Frank was that little girl with the diary that they made us read.
Oh, jeez, names.
I have no idea what unicorns and shit. What are you going on about?
Lisa Frank.
No, that's idea. Not...
Oh.
We went to different schools, obviously.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's not... drop all.
So is Las Vegas like the tattoo artist equivalent of Hollywood? Is that, 'cause, I mean, you're in Las Vegas. Is that like where you go to make it?
Sausage?
He went away.
Oh, of course.
See, when I say something, all of our friends leave us.
He went away.
He didn't like your Anne Frank joke.
Yeah.
No.
One Anne Frank joke. Fucking Napier chimes in and then just boom, gone.
Just shuts her right down.
Fuck Napier.
I thought you were having a conversation with him before we did this. Oh, hi there.
How you guys doing?
Really good. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. I hope this doesn't go live or anything because, you know, you can edit all this.
We'll edit it afterwards.
Edit all this out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got one cool live stream going on here.
So, Mike, what was your question you were asking him before we lost him?
Is Vegas the place to make it much like Hollywood?
Ah, yes.
I got the question. I don't think I got the answer out, but... I came up here to tattoo the guys from the UFC, and I have yet to tattoo one of them.
But, that was that's where they go to get their tattoos, is Las Vegas?
Well, they come here to train. So UFC is really big here, but because they're training all the time, that's usually why they're not coming in and getting tattooed. In our shop, we have had Frank Trigg come in, and we actually have had Frank Mir come in. But... you know, I haven't tattooed anybody. I came up here just to make more money because I knew that it was going to be a good gig. So, but it seems like it's a great hotbed for artists as far as like live reality shows are.
How long have you been out there in Vegas?
I've been up here for 5 years now.
And you came from?
Arizona. Okay. Arizona is where Club Tattoo started, and then when Club Tattoo decided to spread out, Vegas was its first stop, and I came up to help spread the love of Club Tattoo.
Oh, so they branched out, and they sent some of their folks over to the other one to kind of see it through and get it going?
Correct. Yeah, and we actually have 4 locations in Arizona, 1 out in San Francisco, and then 1 here in Las Vegas.
I saw another interview with you that said that you had actually this fourth season of Ink Master. This is actually the fourth time that you applied to get onto the show. So since you've been in Vegas, essentially, you've been trying to get in on that show.
Correct. Yeah, I've been trying the whole doggone time.
What's that process like? I mean, is it just an online application and they go through some screening and then interviews?
Yeah, I mean, in the very beginning, they actually called me, and because Skype was really new, as soon as I got to the Skype interview part, that's when I didn't hear from them again. The second time I applied, it was online, and I never heard anything. Season 3, Joey Hamilton and I actually drove out to Los Angeles, and he was able to get picked up there. And then season 4, with Joey Hamilton always talking about me in high regards, they wanted me to come in for a video interview. And it went really well from that point on. So, but it's very long, it's very arduous, and it's extremely stressful because you never know if they're going to call you back or not.
So what is the time frame on that? Because I see they're already actually taking applications for season 5.
Right. It's about a month and a half of just send some stuff, wait by the phone, send some more stuff, wait by the phone. So
fairly nerve-wracking every time.
Extremely, yeah. Like I said, you never know. Like, you know, you have a really good conversation with them and you're expecting them to kind of go like, all right, cool, you're on the show. And then you don't hear from them for a week. And you're just like, man, was I not cool enough? I mean, did I look okay? I mean, maybe I didn't give a good enough answer, you know. But then they call back and they're like, all right, now what we need to see is this. And so it's very long, very drawn out. And it's like I said, just when you really want to be on the show and you never really get a clear answer – it's really nerve-wracking.
So the season that you're on, it's already filmed in the can, done?
To a certain point. It's filmed to a certain point, and then the live finale is going to be May 20th, and then that's when they'll reveal who the deal is.
Oh, so, okay, so if you won, you don't know yet.
Right, yeah, nobody knows until the live finale is to who the winner is going to be.
And then what's the deal with somebody? Okay, so you can vote, and then somebody is asked back for another season?
I don't know if they're going to do that this season. Nothing has been divulged as far as if there's going to be another person back, if they're not going to do it. I haven't heard anything on it. So anybody that's going this season that has already been voted off, I don't know if they're going to get a second chance at it.
Oh, okay. Because eyeball neck guy, he was from last season, and now he's on this season too.
Correct. Yeah, and then it happened with Tattoo Baby as well. Tattoo Baby went from season 2 to season 3. Kyle went from season 3 to season 4. But I haven't heard anything about anybody coming back for a season 5.
Huh.
Yeah, and but that will be revealed in the live finale too. So, I mean... I'm waiting on pins and needle myself.
Well, and I imagine to a certain extent, you know, the $100,000 is the main prize. That's probably, you know, great. I'm not shying away from that, but I imagine like professionally, you know, having like a advertisement on a cable channel every week for your work is probably, you know, obviously not as big of a deal, but certainly, you know, it helps, I would imagine. Did he go away again? Travis?
Yes, he did go away. That was a really good and poignant question,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. It seems like...
Good morning!
So I'm not going to ask any more questions. Travis, I'm going to email my questions to you so you can ask
them. Sausage, I think you heard that question, though. Is that right?
Oh, are you shitting me?
We are the most professional motherfuckers in this industry.
Well, I'm not dropping on Travis, so it's not me.
Yeah, you won't drop your friend.
Moving around the room.
Did you hear Mike's question about before you dropped off? Oh my
sausage. God. Sausage.
Sausage? He's not going to call back.
It keeps calling me.
So sorry.
That's okay.
Let's skip.
I'm glad I'm not a dick, because I mean, this really pissed a lot of people off.
No, I think your image on the show will be this will work out completely fine. Nobody will be mad at you. They will think that we're assholes.
They're like, those guys, they don't know how to treat sausage.
That's exactly what it's going to be too.
Nice.
Why were they muting sausage?
Yeah. He was giving such an eloquent answer, and then they just muted him.
So I was wondering if, you know, if having a commercial on a cable channel every week is close to as important as the $100,000.
I think so. I think the $100,000 to me is going to do is it's going to be able to provide for my family for the time that I was gone.
Right.
I mean, not that I lost $100,000, but it. For me, I'm looking at it as a way to take care of my family. And then the news or the idea that I'm on TV is a huge advertisement for me. And
oh, for fuck's sake. Napier, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
I'm going to find a way to blame you for this.
Ugh. Don't you have a cell phone? You can just plug it into the computer and just call them on the cell phone. I guarantee you AT&T is not going to drop like that fucking service will.
Just let them know that you're muting me and that I'm not saying bad words.
We just bleeped a string of obscenities.
I'm raging mad right now.
Sausage, you want to try calling the phone number? Maybe we'll have better luck that way.
I can try.
Okay.
You want to shoot it?
Yeah, it's I'll put it in the thing.
Put it in the thing. You send it to me. It just went. It went down. Send it again. Okay. I'll give it a jingle and see. Hey, you guys aren't live at all.
Well, Sausage, you've really been a good guy. Thanks for your time.
Add to group call. Yay!
Yay!
It's working.
We figured it out. We did it, guys.
Right.
I feel like I'm part of the family.
We're all champions now.
Okay, so Sausage was in the middle of answering my very hard-hitting question.
Can you stutter like you were still answering it and like just kind of continue into your answer?
So what's trying to say is no, but it's almost like I'm still on Skype. That's how good I am. I know it was a very hard-hitting question, but do you want to hit it with me again? The 100,000.
I'm just going to move on.
The 100,000 would be great. Yes, the TV's doing awesome for business.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tag that question and ask if having your own spin-off reality show would be something you'd be interested in. Sausage Inc.
How cool would that be?
Would you spell it with the C or a K?
If I could get paid Dave Navarro money and Nunez money and all that, yes, I would totally be something like that.
What if it was Sausage Inc. Inc.?
Ooh, even better.
Or you could just say Sausage Inc., but it would be INK instead of INC.
Whoa.
I'd watch it either way.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just go INC, and then everybody's going to be like, oh my god, that's like an Inc. show or a Tessie show. And they're like, no, it's not. It's incorporated.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you the hacky question that you probably get every day of your life.
Time.
What's just the yes. weirdest thing that anybody has ever came in and asked you to tattoo on them?
There's been so many. Las Vegas has been a smorgasbord of weird tattoos. One of the weirdest is a guy from Italy that came in that wanted one of his nipples tattooed into a square. So it looked like a flesh tone square nipple, and it was just one.
So you had to try to match the color?
Yeah, so I matched the color of his areola and turned it into a square, and it was the weirdest looking thing, I swear.
What is that process even like? I mean, do you have to, like, take pictures of his nipple and then...
No, his nipple's right there. You just mix the colors and then, you know, hope that he takes care of it so that it doesn't look like shit. So you just, you go in there and you match the areola tone and then you tattoo it. So.
Did he have a story behind that? Was there a reason he wanted a square nipple?
He might have had a story behind it, but I don't understand Italian.
Oh.
So
are you sure that's even what he really wanted?
No, I don't think so. Maybe he wanted a mustache on his finger instead. But they told him, like, oh, you're getting this areola in a square.
But it was just one?
Just one, yeah, his right side. And then he actually came back a year later because he wanted to kind of make it a little bit bigger. And I was like, all right, cool. I mean, he was happy as a lark about it. So
wanted to make it
that's
a little
bit bigger.
That's
one of the weirder ones. I had another guy that came in that was bet $5,000 that he wouldn't get his friend's portraits done on his ass cheek.
Were they at least classy?
Yeah, so I charged him what we charge for portraits, and then it was his one friend. His other friend wasn't there yet, so we took a picture of his face. I drew it all out, and then they were going to high five his ass crack. So the one friend got his portrait done on the left side. And then the hand is up, given a high five, and then his other friend never showed up. So,
what a dick.
He got half of it.
So he just has somebody, like, palming the crack of his ass?
Palming the crack of his butt, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. Like I said, it gets weird in Vegas. I mean, you kind of think, like, oh, it's a mustache on a finger. But no, I mean, people do some weird shit.
So the weirdness factor significantly went up when you went to Vegas?
Yes. I think so, because I think when you're in a society, like, you know, when you're in a, like, a small town, you get to know those people, and they don't want you to know how weird they really are, so they kind of hold back. But in Las Vegas, you know, you get a couple drinks in you, and you're just like, hey, you know what I want? I want somebody high-fiving my ass crack. His girlfriend was pissed, too. She was really not having it. And then the funny thing is that the guy that was paying him the $2,500 was taking his girlfriend around the corner and getting her sauced. And then by the time she came back, she was an emotional wreck. But I think he was hitting on her, so.
Well, it up to her, he should just get her on the other ass cheek, completing high the high five.
I think so. That's, I mean, maybe she could have the hand instead of high five and just have the hand looking like it's got a piece of toilet paper ready.
That's a pretty sly move, though. If the guy who was taking
toilet paper, man.
Here you go, buddy.
That's a good friend.
Go ahead, let loose. Let loose on my face.
So you've been tattooing for, was it like 13 years? You said.
14.
14.
Yeah, 14.
Is it to a point now where, you know, somebody comes in and you're like, oh, another butterfly.
Yes. I'm hoping that the show will change that, though.
You do a lot of the same things, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, Pinterest has really wrecked it for the tattoo community because, you know, as soon as somebody puts something out on Pinterest, then every chick that sees it, they've got to have it, you know.
Just want to replicate so the same thing?
Yeah, because they'll get an infinity sign. And then the infinity sign has to have love in it, or their 12 kids, and then it's got to break off into, like, little birds that shoot across their ribs, and then...
Is the infinity sign, is that just like a sideways 8?
Yeah, it's a sideways 8. We call it a number 8. So we're going to do a number 8 with love, or we're going to do a number 8 with, you know, kids' initials, or whatever.
Supersize it with fries?
Yeah, so you have short orders now for those just random, like, the monotonous tattoos, like, give me a number 5.
Yeah, give me a number 5 with a feather and birds blowing off into it and whatever. Yeah, it's so common. That's how crazy it is.
So in like a given week, how many times would you say you get like totally jazzed? Like somebody comes in and just really just blows your mind and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. Never?
I'd probably say once a week, maybe twice a week. I'm really lucky because I do a lot of big work. And when the big work gets put out on the internet, then, you know, they're just like, holy shit, I want one of those. And so I'm lucky in that aspect, but on the down days when I don't have anybody in and you take a lot of walk-ins, that's when you're doing a lot of number 8s, a lot of number 5s, and a lot of, you know, that kind of stuff. So we consider it bread and butter because it pays for our bills, but, man, it's annoying.
Do you get the, I mean, can you turn people down?
You can.
I mean, but if somebody comes in and says, I want something like this, and you say, no, that's stupid. I'm not going to do that.
Do you ever get some 18-year-old broad coming in there telling how she's going to stick it to her parents by getting a fairy on her ankle or something stupid? And you're like, yeah, girl, you're really putting it to mom and dad.
No, most of the time they're trying to hide it. So that's usually when they're getting it in their midsection or what have you. So.
Guys, I have great news. You are going to be so excited. Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
Hello.
What time is it? 8:31. Oh. Pretty good for you, Drunkard. Well,
that is on time.
I mean, we still have like some show left.
Like a whole hour.
That's pretty amazing because you said 30 minutes late.
Yep.
30 minutes on the nose.
Continue with this. I got one. I want to interject really quickly. You said to get jazzed for tattoos. My favorite episode of Ink Master so far this season has been the X-Men episode.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with Toy Hunter, but I saw an episode of that show one time where he was taking a Boba Fett prototype figure to a Comic-Con, and he let these like uber nerds like touch it, and when he told them what it was, they like jumped up and down and clapped their hands like screaming schoolgirls. And when that X-Men episode was on, that's what you look like.
I know.
And that's not a dig at all, because I'm also that guy completely. But, I mean, were you actually that jazzed, or was that all editing?
No. I was jazzed. I was really excited because, I mean, I don't know. I meet a lot of rock stars, but I don't really meet a lot of actors. And then because I've been collecting comic books, like, I ain't shitting yet. I've been collecting comic books since 1984. I'm a huge X-Men fan. And, you know, some of the movies were really good, but... You know, as a comic book fan, you have your favorites and you have your not so favorites. But Wolverine has always been tried and true for me as a fan, and to know that I meet the guy that's back behind it, I mean, I was pretty geeky, and so it was a very true reaction. Even the producers afterwards came up and they're just like, "Holy crap, you had such a cool face!" So
you did too. They edited it. You could see the joy. Did you know ahead of time that Hugh Jackman was actually going to be there at the end?
No, not at all. That was all. They're really good. Like when you see a lot of the reactions, like when they come in and they're like, "All right, cool. You know what you're going to do is you're going to do this tattoo," and then they're like, "But, you know, the hanger is, you know, this." That's they do that, in all the reactions that you're seeing are real reactions.
When they're doing the critique and there's just like the stock people that do the nod and the shaking their head nose and stuff. You're actually doing that? I just assumed that was editing. Like, they had, like, four head shakes for each person.
Well, some of that, like, you know, I think what they do is they have a camera on just about everybody. And so, you know, you never know when they're filming and when they're not. And so the head shakes could be a bunch of anything. But, I mean, as far as, like, reaction shots for, like, hey, here's Hugh Jackman, that's a real reaction shot.
Right.
When you guys are up, when we're up in the loft talking, that's all real reaction shots too. But, you know, I'm sure that they put some stuff in there as kind of fluff, but, you know, not, I mean, I don't think so in that. I mean, for me, that's exactly what I did when he came around the corner. I about crapped my pants. So.
He's too tall, though, isn't he?
He's really tall, but they make him short in the movie. That's what I always thought, too. I'm like, Hugh Jackman, he's like 6'2". But they make him look really short in the movie, so...
So, Travis, I'm sure you have like 100 comic book questions, right? I saw your comic book room the other day.
Yeah, I have. I guess I kind of wanted to follow up with that. Like, I mean, I guess that'd be. I would have been jazzed too. That would have been my expression if they would have paraded Hugh Jackman out. And really, even when they paraded out the stock photos and they were talking about that they were going to show you like a snippet of the new movie. And I got to tell you that Professor X tattoo that you did. That was the tattoo when I told people that I was talking to you tonight. I have that picture on my phone of that tattoo and was showing everybody that, because I couldn't believe that it was, you were able to take that image and put that on somebody's body. I mean, it was so amazing. It was just really, really good work.
Thank you very much.
But you can tell.
It's actually my first color portrait, though.
Right, right. And you can tell that you actually you know were fairly passionate about that, those challenges that were on that episode. So
yeah, I was really stoked about that particular one. I mean, just because of the fact, like, last season they got to do DC And so, you know, Joey Hamilton got to do a Catwoman, and, you know, and they got to do all these really cool DC characters. I was like, man, you know, they'll probably never do that again. How cool would it be if they do Marvel? And then they do. And I was super, super stoked about that series. Like, even, you know, even though the Sun really sucked to try to pull off, I was really excited about it because I was able to pull my, you know, my Kirby influence, you know, the little sunspots and that kind of shit around the outside of it. You know, the Thor, the Simonson, you know, artwork and that kind of stuff. I had that all in my mind when I was trying to go in and do this stuff. And then when I found out that we were doing color portraits, I was crapping because I'd never done one before. But I had seen a lot of videos as to how people apply themselves and do them. And so
that was your first crack at one?
Yeah, that was my first crack at a color portrait.
Holy shit.
And what a time to ace it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right?
I think you got hosed on that one. I think I've seen a lot of people say you got hosed on that one.
I've had that all over Twitter and Facebook myself. That they're saying that I should have got that one. And for me, if it wasn't me, I would have wished that Halo would have gotten it. Because to me, I didn't feel that Scott's was a color portrait. To me, it felt like his was more graphic novel. It was more of a take on what you would see in a comic book versus what I would consider a color portrait.
Maybe Hugh was a little biased on that one, you think?
He was probably a little biased, and I think that's why everybody was saying that they wished that Patrick Stewart was there, because then I would have won that one, you know, hands down. But it was a cool episode. I was really, really excited about that one just because I'm such a nerd as far as, you know, comic books are concerned. So
your comic book nerd really showed when you got into the rant about Warpath. Like,
yes.
Warpath isn't even Warpath without the knives, guys.
Right? If not, he's just a Native American. And then the way that Lydia did it, she made him look like a pissed off Native American crossdresser. So, well, I mean, if I was that X-Men fan, and then that's what I got for a tattoo, I would have been hit.
Who are the goofballs that are getting tattoos for that movie when it hasn't even came out yet? I mean, Warpath could die in the first 5 minutes. We just don't know yet.
And it makes me wonder how many people actually know who Blink is, too. Because, you know, I was really surprised that even when I saw her, I was like, holy shit, they're going to have Blink in the movie. That's really, really cool. But this woman's like, yeah, I want to get Blink. And I'm like, you don't even know who she is. So,
you know what? I was an X-Men guy for, you know, a really long time. I have no idea who Blink is. Who the hell is Blink?
She came from Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, Age of Apocalypse.
When Legion went crazy, that's when Wolverine had one hand, and Sabretooth and Wildchild were together.
And
Rogue
and Magneto were married, and Young Cable came out.
Yep.
I was pissed when Young Cable came out, because I was subscribed to Cable, and then all of a sudden Cable has long hair with like a gray streak, and I'm like, this isn't Cable!
Cable's supposed to have a glowing eye and a short haircut.
Who's this guy?
He's supposed to be drawn by Rob Liefeld.
And he's supposed to have Deadpool talking shit to him all the time, too.
Right. Deadpool, what a downtrodden deal to see on the screen for Deadpool.
Oh.
I was so mad.
Try to exercise that from my mind and hope that they just do it right at some point.
Well, right.
And the really screwed up part is they started off right. They started off like, oh, okay, this is cool. This is a good idea for Deadpool. And then it's like they slowly, like, you know, undressed us and it was all sexy. And then they just, like, punched us in the dick.
I agree. I was mad. I was really, really mad. And like I said, you know, when you hear about the X-Men movies, I have my favorites and I have my not-so-favorites. And when I saw Deadpool in that one, I'm like, come on. And when does adamantium go through adamantium? I mean, am I the only one that thinks that too? I mean, why is it that Wolverine gets plugged in the face with his own metal in a, you know, as a bullet?
It can't happen.
I don't think it can either.
No, I don't think I've ever seen that happen ever in the books. I mean, it's...
I think that's just one of the producers on the movie just going like, hey, you know what would be really cool? Is if Wolverine got his brain scrambled with his own metal.
Well, if
somebody that does the comic books.
I think they just ran out of ideas and they tried to figure out how to end the movie.
What if it was going really fast? No.
No.
I should have paid attention in physics class, I guess.
Right?
Well, the funny thing is, in the first X-Men movie, they do like a little X-ray of Wolverine. He ain't got no bullet holes in his brain area.
He didn't... Well, that's what I was wondering, too. I'm like, you just screwed him up for somebody like, you know, Lady Deathstrike to just pinpoint his brain and scramble it again.
No, she died in the second one.
I know. But I'm just saying, if they can put a bullet in Wolverine's head with his own metal, then they can bring back Lady Deathstrike.
Well, and wouldn't they, oh, if they found out that that would work, wouldn't they always be doing that to Wolverine, like, all the time?
Right!
It's like, oh, fuck, it's Wolverine. Well, I'll just get out your adamantium bullet and shoot him.
Right? And you know that he would just then start trying to figure out some sort of a exoskeleton, you know, that would stop it. Well, what the hell would stop it then? He would have to make a suit made out of Captain America's vibranium.
Holy that would be shit. The only thing, yeah.
This is getting deep, guys.
This is getting real deep.
And you got how many people that just clicked off going like, what the hell are they talking about?
We wanted to talk about tattooing!
I knew, no, you have not disappointed me. I was super happy, like, after that X-Men episode. I was like, I told Mike, I'm like, oh, shit, I think I'm going to be able to talk to this guy about comic books. But I'm not disappointed.
Awesome, well, thanks. I told you, I mean, there's so many people going like, you know what, they probably just had you say that. And I'm like, no, that was me.
Napier, Travis has a room of his house that is, like, stacked to the ceiling with comic books. He sent me a picture of it the other day. You wouldn't believe this.
Does it smell like Mountain Dew and a parent's disappointment? I bet it does.
It smells like a wife's shame.
Do you ever right. have, you have conversations about it, I assume?
Like when, the wife and I?
Like what if there's another baby? Where's the baby gonna go? Are you gonna give up your comic book room, Travis?
No, they'll share a room.
You'll make a bed of comic book boxes?
No, I would want them to piss on them.
You could probably put a comic book stack on either side and then have some sort of a hammock in between them.
Hey, that would work. I'd be
right?
down for that.
That's not bad.
See, baby fits right in. You don't have to do anything to the comic books. Just don't let them use them as a teething toy. That's bad.
Well,
if they're in a hammock, they really can't move. They're kind of just, like, pushed down in the thing. So babies are not really good with hammocks, I don't think.
You watch what the baby does. I have three kids, and every single one of them have tried my patience on my comic book collection. So
Dan's having like, a panic attack in the chat room. He, for some reason, he really wants us to know it's called vibranium, and then he says right. vibranium, and then he says make sausage say vibranium.
Sausage just say vibranium.
That's what I said. I said Captain America's shield is made out of vibranium.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about how Captain America's shield is made out of adamantium, but they can't call it adamantium because...
No, it's an alloy.
It's a blend. Yeah. It's adamantium and something else. Vibranium.
No shit.
Yep.
Why would you alloy adamantium with something else? Isn't it pretty great by itself?
Well, you want to stop Wolverine.
It makes Ginsu knives.
That's right.
Ginsu is made out of adamantium.
Yeah, and you want to stop that adamantium bullet, so you got to blend it with something.
Right, and that's why I was thinking, like, if Wolverine is already going to get plucked off by his own, you know, adamantium, then he's got to actually have some sort of a suit made out of something.
So then Wolverine has a suit to protect him from one thing when everything else in the world is fine except that one thing.
Right. Well,
you're looking at it as a person. A person can be killed by anything.
Right.
But when you're a guy that can only be killed by one thing, you kind of really want to watch out for that one thing.
Why don't werewolves do that?
Much like Superman and Kryptonite.
Right, exactly. He stays away.
And I was thinking, like, if Wolverine really wanted a suit, then he would just go over to Tony Stark and then just make him an Iron Man suit.
God, Wolverine in an Iron Man suit. That just sounds like too much.
I can't believe they haven't done that yet.
That just sounds like overkill. They couldn't do that.
They could do that. Tony Stark would go nuts. I mean, he's made suits for Spider-Man, and he's made a Hulkbuster suit. Why wouldn't he make a suit for Wolverine? He'd be like a super assassin. He'd be like Silver Samurai on steroids.
That's the thing. If he's going to make Spider-Man the Iron Spider suit, I think he could make Wolverine a suit.
He didn't make him an iron suit. He just made him one with like a bunch of extra tentacles on it. It was the dumbest thing ever.
If I was Iron Man, I wouldn't be making suits for anybody. I'd say, fuck you. I got my suit. Learn right? how to make your own suit. Everybody starts getting suits. Then maybe they start turning on you. And then what are you going to do? They got a suit, too. You've lost your advantage.
Well, Batman seems to hand out all those damn batarangs to everybody. Every little kid that shows up at his door gets a goddamn costume.
Like police officers with baseball cards. You remember you used to walk up to police officers and they'd give you baseball cards? You don't remember that?
No.
I don't think I do. Anymore.
All they do to me is put guns in my car and then say that I'm smuggling. They're like, we found this on you. I'm like, that's not mine. Huh. They're like, that's what they all.
That doesn't seem like a nice thing to do at all.
I know. Police officers.
Those silly bastards.
Yeah, they got the little canine sticking out of the car window. Cop comes up to you and says, hey, little dog was barking. I think it smells all of your taillights have been broken out.
Well, how do we transition away from that?
Are we supposed to?
It got kind of dark. It kind of got kind of nerdy, then it got kind of dark.
And then we talked about cops for a little bit.
Talked about cops.
We talk about ink again.
Talk about Ink Master. Is there like a site or something that people can go vote for you at? Or so, is it just...
Yeah, they can go to inkmaster.spike.com, and then it's under the Skin in the Game banner. There's a little banner that pops up above their heads, and it says Skin in the Game. And then every week it'll show you the artwork from the contestants on the Elimination Challenge, and then you can go in there and vote. And as long as you clear your browser, you can vote as many times as you want. If you don't clear your browser, they'll only let you.
Are you encouraging our listeners to cheat, Sausage?
I'm just letting them know that if they feel that they really want to vote because they won't be able to vote the rest of the week, that they can do it by clearing their browser.
So they can vote every week for what they think was the best one?
Correct. Yeah, right. Every week. And so tonight is going to be the last night of voting, and that'll probably end here in about 10 minutes, I'm guessing. And then when episode 7 shows tomorrow, then at the end of that episode, then they'll be able to vote again.
So
what you're saying is hurry up, get to spiketv.com and vote. You have 20 minutes left.
One of our listeners should put that up in the chat.
10 minutes left. 10 minutes left. Go to inkmaster.spike.com under the Skin in the Game banner and vote your tail off.
Sweet. And you can use your Twitter account or your Facebook account. I've done it. I did it last week, and you can use those accounts to get on there. So,
see, I know something about comic books. I don't know anything about technology, and I just figured that you had to use the old-fashioned internet. So it's cool that Twitter and Facebook are jumping aboard and then making people a lot easier to access.
That keeps people honest because most people only have one Twitter account.
Most people.
Most.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have like 7 or 8. I have too many. I need to consolidate my... Do you remember when I had my fake you account?
Yep.
And nobody was fooled because I spelled everything right?
Correct.
So yeah, tattooing, man.
Right.
So let me ask
you, great segue.
Mike, you don't have a tattoo, do you?
I do not, no. Any? I do not, Napier does not, Travis does not. You are the only person here with any tattoos.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, and Sausage. Sausage has some tattoos.
It does smell like a comic book convention where you get a bunch of virgins in the room with one cool guy that's no longer a virgin.
Napier, what were you calling us earlier?
We're all blank flanks.
We're all blank flanks?
Yeah.
See, but you know what? Now the tattoo nation is taking over. The people without any tattoos are becoming more rare and more rare.
This is factual information.
I like the idea of it, and I like seeing tattoos on other people.
You just don't like the longevity of the tattoo.
I just figure like the day I get like a, I mean like you know, 15 years ago I would have got a Smashing Pumpkins tattoo or something.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, Billy Corgan just keeps getting weirder and weirder. I mean, what if he kills somebody?
Are you afraid of the pain? You seem like you would be afraid of the pain.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, you have something on your back, don't you?
I have two tattoos.
You have
the drunk
family crest, right?
Yep. And I got
He also has one of his nipples that look like a square.
You have a square nipple?
I do not have a square nipple.
Not a bad idea, though, right?
But right. I got my family crest on one shoulder, and I got a shamrock with my mother's maiden name on my other shoulder.
Why?
Why? Because it's a family tattoo.
Oh.
I have two aunties and two uncles with the exact same one.
Oh, did you all go at the same time?
No. I got mine many years after they got theirs.
Oh, you got yours later?
Yeah.
Did they get theirs at the same time?
My two aunts did.
Oh.
They have special meaning back behind them. That's why he can keep them forever.
Right.
Amen.
I mean, they're right. Still going to be your aunt.
I'm thinking about getting one for my 30th, but I don't know what I want.
I kind of want a theme
and
tattoo.
And that's a theme.
A theme?
Yeah.
What kind of theme?
You know those old-timey, like, theater curtains they used to have? I want to get that entirely over each butt cheek and have them coming up and two strings, like, coming down. So that way when I, you know, open the curtains for the show, they can watch the movie.
You can only do that if you get that hook over to the side. You've been too long on stage. Here comes the hook to get your ass off the stage.
At the Napier show, you can never stay too long, though, right?
No. This movie goes all night.
You know, a buddy of mine, our friend Joey, he's got tattoos everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Full sleeves,
pretty much covered.
Full legs.
I used to live with Joey, and I remember I was the only one. He had a big thing of some kind of lotion or something that he needed rubbed on his tattoo to help it heal. And we lived with two other guys, so there's four of us in this townhouse. And every morning he would slowly make his way down the hallway and wake people up to get somebody to, like, rub the lotion on his back. And I was always last because I was the farthest away from him. And he would always wake me up at, like, 8 o'clock every morning. He'd be like, Mike, you're the only one left. I can't reach it. Can you rub this lotion on me? And so I woke up with an overweight, hairy fella wanting me to rub lotion on his back.
And
for,
you
like,
did it.
A week. I did. I did it every day. And so I would tell you.
Like a really bad sign of the lamb flick.
It rubs the lotion on my back.
So yeah, I would tell you, make sure that you get your tattoos somewhere that you can reach, unless you have a really good friend like me.
Yeah.
Or you don't know how to just, you know, take an old t-shirt and like smear lotion all over it and then just put on the t-shirt.
Yeah, but it's the lotion doesn't do anything to heal the tattoo. It's the act of the massage that heals the tattoo.
Oh.
So these come out with scrub brushes and everything else. They're like, I got the lotion on the skin. It is really good. And I'm like, no.
So you don't even need the lotion then? You just need a good massage.
The lotion acts as a lubrication so you can run your hand over the top of the tattoo and not pull anything out prematurely, which sounds like a really bad sexual innuendo, but it's true that the act of the massage is what heals the skin because it breaks up the blood clots that are trying to form and push the ink out.
Well, I'll be damned.
So, Mike, ta-da. Can I ask a question to you?
You're going to ask me a
Joey
question?
I'm going to ask you a question. Is Joey now married to a nice man named Lawrence and they adopted two Chinese babies?
No.
No. No, actually, Joey just got engaged, so congratulations to Joey.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So, Sausage, let me ask you this.
Oh.
How often do you have to fix tattoos? Like somebody else's work? Like somebody comes in and they're like, fix my crap tattoo.
Oh, no, that happens all the time. You get people that come in and they're just like, I saw you on Ink Master. You should be able to do something with this. And it's always really, really bad, and they don't want to pay the very high price.
Yeah.
In order to sit, you know. So, because on Vegas, it's like going to Disneyland and paying $8 for a hot dog when you know damn well you can go to, you know, 7-Eleven and get them two for a buck.
Right, right. So is it a daily thing?
That people want their crappy tattoos fixed up?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they'll come in and they'll ask, and then when they hear the price, they're like, what? I'll go get my friend to do it again. You know, and they're the ones who fixed it up the first time.
How'd that work out last time? Just put a mustache on this guy. It'll be way better with a mustache on it.
It's bad. You get so many people that are like, $100 minimum, what? I'll get Mike to do it for, you know, $40, and you're just like, God, but it looks like shit now. You know, it's not like he's gonna all of a sudden just do a better job because you want him to, you know, touch it back up.
Drunk, I will tattoo whatever you want on you for $40.
No. I go to only a professional.
And just remember, like a really hot skillet, you put that on the grill, and then you take it off and you put it on your skin. It's like a magic eraser for tattoos. Everything goes away.
That's a tattoo removal source like no other. That will remove a tattoo.
I brought up Joey for a reason, because I was going to say, like, when I go out with him and stuff, it seems like tattoo people kind of network with each other, and they're like, oh, that's cool, where'd you get that? And they all want to share who their guy is,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. I thought that it's interesting. I was trying to think of any other business in the world that every job you do, like, then becomes a walking billboard for your business forever.
Yeah, not forever. I mean, you could definitely know, like, you know, like, hey, this, who does your yard? You know, but I don't think I've ever been any place where they're just like, oh, who did your tattoos? And then if the name comes out to be popular enough, they're just like, holy shit, you got him to actually tattoo you? You know, I don't think of any other profession that has that either.
Yeah, so. So, I mean, you've been doing it for 14 years, you said? And so,
yeah.
I mean, you know, how many billboards do you have?
Thousands.
You have thousands of billboards walking around.
And worldwide, too, because the cool thing about Vegas is that it's a hub for people that like to travel. And so when people come into town, you're getting them from Europe and the UK, from Australia, Japan, you know, Crimea. They're all coming in to get tattoos. And it's cool when they go back home that they then share and they're just like, holy crap. So I do get a lot of people that come in quite often from around the world just to get tattooed. So,
because they heard from a friend who heard from a friend.
Or they just want to get more work done, too. Right. So I've had a lot of people from Australia who are like, oh, yeah, I saw your work, and then, you know, my friend said that you were really good, so I came over now to get it done. And, you know, you think about the amount of money and travel that these people have spent and, you know, and endured just to get a tattoo. It's really a cool feeling.
Well, that and it being Las Vegas, I mean, like, at this point, you could just go on, like, a whole reality TV tour. You could go see Sausage. You could go to that pawn place,
Pawn
the family
stars.
That screws
stars?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Family that screws everybody. That's Pawn Stars. And then you can go to Rick's Restoration, and then you can go to Count Customs. And, I mean, Vegas is full of people. Joey Hamilton from last season. He works in the same shop as I do. And then King Ruck is here, and he's running around, I'm sure. And so, yeah, it's a hot bit. Oh, and then we have Bad Ink is here, too. But I think that's on another network. So
is that the one that they do the cover-ups?
Yeah, they kind of go around town and go, oh, that's horrible. You should let me try to fix it. Then they do it. So
how many tattoo reality shows are there now?
Too many. And I'm on one, so, I mean, you would think that would be a weird answer, but there's a lot out there. There really is. I mean, and it's funny because you're just like, yeah, if they were to pay you to do your own show, would you do it? And I'm like, yeah, I would totally do it. But then I would just be adding to the tattoo thing out there, too. But
well, I described Ink Master to somebody when I was telling them that you were going to be on. I described it as American Idol, only instead of singing, they do tattoos. And
that's an accurate description.
And there's a lot of American Idol, only they do blank now.
I know. You know what you could do is, instead of using American Idol, just say it's Survivor, but they do tattoos.
Ooh, yeah, that's better. I like it.
That's better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's
more accurate. Because if you think about it, we go out and we do a contest, and then whoever has that contest has an advantage, and then you go back and then you talk about it, and you get mad at each other, and then you go down and you do another tattoo, and then you get picked a winner, so you get immunity, and then you throw somebody else underneath the bus, and then they get voted off, but they just don't go to Redemption Island.
I just wish that Navarro gave you all roses.
No! The cool thing about Navarro is that he actually embraced the Sausage moniker, where Mr. Nunez was, he's like, nope,
He's like, I'm not calling you that.
Yeah, he's like, I am not calling you sausage.
Navarro nails that name too. I mean, he enunciates the shit out of it.
Sounds so cool.
Sausage.
Sausage. He's super cool about it. He was super down to earth. I like him. Oliver was really, really cool too. Nunez to me is more of like the Simon Cowell of American Idol. You know, he wants to go in there. He wants to cause a ruckus. Kind of throw you underneath his foot a little bit, and then see how you react to it. Because he does that with Kyle. He just kind of goes like, "Yeah, he needs to be talked to like that in order to, you know, excel." And I'm like, "No, he would like your praises." So it's crazy. But I have to give it to Navarro. He really made me sound cool.
Yeah, he sure did. Drunk. What were you going to ask him?
I don't know. I'm just listening at this point.
No, you were about to say something, and I think I cut you off.
That's okay. You cut me off all the time.
That's true.
All this tattoo talk makes me want to get a tattoo.
Yeah?
You should.
I'm going to get two bread loaves high-fiving, and at the bottom it's going to say Missouri.
Why? Do the bread loaves have faces?
Well, no. Whenever anybody says, hey, do you got a tattoo? I can show them my tattoo. I'm like, wow, that's fucking weird. What'd you do to come up with this? Like, oh, dude, you don't want to hear it. It was a night filled with LSD, and, like, I had to get blood tests done afterwards. Like, it was just a crazy day. Then they're going to think I'm wild.
Well, you are wild.
Thank you, sir.
Bread loaves. We're not known for our bread, though.
No, it makes sense. No, the little bread loaves will be like little people. They'll be like loaves, but they got faces.
Arms and legs?
Yeah, they'll have arms and legs and, like, little, like, smiling faces on them.
Oh.
They're giving each other a high five, and
that
it says
actually
Missouri.
Sounds kind of pleasant.
Yeah,
it looks like a Pop Tart, but in the shape of a bread.
Yeah, like a whole mess of Pop Tarts jammed together from those commercials, except for, you know, they're not frosted. It says fuck yeah, Missouri.
So, what's the most amount of tattoos you've ever done in one day?
Nine. Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of. I don't like those days either because you don't really get a chance to talk to your client.
Oh, absolutely. Because they
like to sit at their client, that they're comfortable in the chair and that they have a good time. And you know, it's more like sit down, shut up. Here's your tattoo. Hope you have a good day.
Right.
You know, and then on to the next.
And to be honest with you, I don't care how good you are. I don't want to be your ninth tattoo of the day. that's just me personally.
Probably sleepy.
The most work I've done at one time is I had a guy from Australia come up, and he sat for 4 days in a row, and I tattooed him from his wrist to his upper arm, so we were able to give him an entire sleeve in 4 days.
Ooh. I bet that felt good.
He went back a very sore person.
That was just the amount of time he was in town? He said, let's get this shit done?
I think he was here for 5 days, but we were able to finish it in four, and so about halfway through the second day, he was just like, I don't know if I want to do this. It's up to you. And then he was kind of calculating how much it cost him to fly from Australia and the amount of time. I mean, it's like 28 hours of flying time. I think it's about $2,000 just in flight, you know, money, and not including hotel rooms and everything else. I mean, it's quite a big expense. So he decided to kind of bite the bullet and get it all done in one shot. So
there is no way that did not smell. Like, that dude had to reek of just the oddest scents known to man. What did he at least pull it off good? Was it awesome looking, or did he just smell and look weird?
No, I mean, it looked cool. I mean, because usually when you do big pieces like that, you have to kind of do it in sections. And so the very first time I was on the outside of his arm, I went from his shoulder to his elbow. Day two was underneath his arm, so it went from his armpit to his elbow. So I wasn't going over anything that was done the previous day. And then day three was down onto his forearm, and then day four was finishing the back of the forearm and then tying everything together. So it went together really, really well. It's a lot of pain for somebody to sit through. I think it was almost 30 hours over 4 days of work, and that's a lot. It's a lot to sit. I couldn't do it.
Heck no. So does anybody ever be like, I want a tattoo here, and you recommend that they don't get a tattoo there? Like a particular part of the body?
Yeah, I mean, people want their toes done. They want their fingers done. They want to get it on their face. There's just certain areas of the body that aren't the best to tattoo. And then a lot of people want really detailed pieces, and then they want them really small. And then you have to kind of tell them that, well, no, detailed pieces should go bigger so that you can allow for the detail. And then very simple pieces can go a lot smaller.
Right.
And so, yeah, you try to talk them out of things all the time. But, I mean, I used to try to talk people out of names, and then now I just look at it as future cover-ups. So.
Matt Leroy on his show the other day was talking about there's a lawsuit with a chick who, I forgot what the word was, but she spelt the word, I think it was tomorrow, and she spelt tomorrow with two M's and handed it to the guy, and he wrote it out in whatever font he was going to write it out in and handed it back to her and had her sign it and say, this is what you want, and he tattooed on it, spelt wrong. And so, I mean, like, she handed it to him wrong, he had her confirm it, and then would you do that, or, like, as a screw you, if you spelled it wrong, that's your business, or?
Well, I mean, we have paperwork that we actually sign, because some people will come in and they'll want date. And so, you know, I'm relying on them to know what their dates are. And then if they want to come in and they want to spell a word, then I usually go through spell check. And I mean, if it's something that's kind of weird to me, I always try to make sure that I cover my own butt. But we still have them sign paperwork saying that, hey, you approved it this way, so that if you come back later on and say that it's spelt wrong or the dates are wrong, then we can't be held liable for it. But, I mean, because just people, like, here in Vegas, they're drinking. And so, they'll just blurt something out. And, I mean, you just kind of go, you know, the words you can check, the dates and stuff like that, dude, that's all up to them.
Right.
And there's only so much you can do.
Tomorrow with two M's. That's kind of funny.
kind of
I mean, it'd be a good story, right?
It's a yummy tomorrow. It's a very delicious tomorrow, so they wanted more M. It's a tomorrow.
I have what may be kind of a stupid question.
Oh, come on.
Yes? Is tattooing kind of like airbrushing?
No.
No?
Oh. I think it's very different.
Okay. I was... Because I'm bad at airbrushing. I tried airbrushing once, and I was really bad at it. I guess you would be bad at anything the first time you try it, but I gave up after the first try. I said, yeah, no, I'm not going to be an airbrusher. And I don't know.
I think it's a skill. To me, it's a lot like drawing, but it's very different because, you know, when you're drawing on paper, the paper doesn't really move. I mean, unless what you're drawing on is moving, like if you're trying to draw on a bus, I mean, of course, it's going to be harder, but the skin moves. It's a weird subject matter to kind of work on. It's unlike anything that I'd ever worked on before. And for me, I actually had to relearn how to draw on skin.
Oh,
and now there's things I can do on skin that I can't do on paper. And then there's things that I can do on paper that I can't do on skin. So
I'm getting shit in the chat room. They agree that was a stupid question. I said it was a stupid question. So were you like a art nerd and you were trying to think of ways that you could doodle every day?
No, like... I mean, I was an art nerd. I was an art nerd that was never able to go to school because my family was poor, but they made enough money where I couldn't get grants or anything like that. So I could never go to, like, college or anything. And so I was always doodling. I was always drawing. I think I had the early forms of ADHD before it was even known as ADHD. So class and me never got along, so I'd always draw. And when I got into t-shirt designs, I was able to draw and feed myself, and that was really cool. And then when I was drawing, I was up in Alaska when I was discovered, and Larry Allen from Anchorage Tattoo Studio saw my talent, and he's just like, have you ever thought about tattooing? And I thought, like, yeah, you know, I thought about it, but I never knew how to get into it. And so he invited me into his shop, and then I took an apprenticeship through him and learned how to tattoo. And so that's how I got into it. It wasn't like I went out one day and I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to be badass. I'm going to hang out at this tattoo shop until they give me an apprenticeship. It was actually handed to me, which is really rare to hear about in the tattoo community. There's most of the tattoo artists that are out there giving out apprenticeships aren't recruiting. They're just waiting for somebody to annoy them enough until they actually give up.
So this fella just liked the cut of your jib and he said, hey, come on by. And
yeah, I don't know what it was about it either. I mean, he just came in to get some t-shirt designs done, and he was just like, you know what, you're kind of cool, let's do it. And so I actually tattooed the very first year of tattooing. I had no tattoos, And then when people were just like, well, I'm not going to get tattooed by you because you don't have any tattoos, I had to get one. And then I get one, and they're just like, well, I can't trust you. You only got one. And I'm like, I am not covering my body just to say that I'm cool and you should get tattooed by me.
Look
like,
at my
no
book,
way.
Man.
Exactly. But you can't show them, your portfolio. They don't want to see your portfolio. They want to see that you've actually went through the pain on that area. They're like, does the rib cage hurt? I'm like, yeah, it hurts. And they're like, how do you know?
Well, that's a good point, though, I guess.
I've tattooed people there, and they said it hurts.
I was there.
I don't need my doctor to go through brain surgery just so that I can go like, all right, you went through it, so I know I can probably go through it. I mean, I trust that he took the right schooling and he would be able to do what I need to do, and hopefully I can wake up without drooling and, you know, my face looks good. So
what's the dumbest thing anybody's asked you to tattoo on them?
Yeah, you missed the first half of the show, John. We already asked him that.
God damn it.
I can answer it again. What was the what?
Yeah. Answer it again, Sausage, for drunk because he missed it.
Hey, what I was here question? On drunk time,
what's
okay?
What's the stupidest tattoo?
Yeah.
Stupidest tattoo was the square nipple or the portrait on a guy's butt cheek. I mean, there's all sorts of stupid ones. There's a girl that was 18 that decided to get her 4-year-old brother's drawing done on her pubic mound.
Yeah, that's not creepy. 4-year-old brother. Oh, no.
4-year-old brother. It looked like a Mr. Potato Head, but it was like a 4-year-old scribbling, and then she wanted it on her pubic mound.
Oh, so the 4-year-old drew the picture?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
And then she wanted that tattooed on her.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Dude,
awesome.
You know, it look good.
I mean, only way to avoid that is like to, you know, grow out the bush and just try to hide it.
Well, yeah, but I'm wondering later on when her brother's like 16, 17, and she's like, oh my goodness, you should see this that I wanted to honor you when you were 4.
You were such a good little artist when you were 4. Check this out.
You were so good. Look at this. And I have to say the tattoo artist did a great job because it looks just like it.
And you would have to explain that to every male suitor that you bring home. Be like, what is that? Oh, funny story. My 4-year-old brother drew this picture. And then you're thinking about 4-year-old boys.
That just snowballs to nowhere. Nowhere good.
One louder, Mike. You always got to take it one louder.
I did another tattoo on a woman who was in her 40s.
It's
who wanted to get a tattoo of
It'd be a way to last longer, I guess.
I don't know, unless 4-year-old boys turn you on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 40-year-old woman.
40-year-old woman wanted to get a Chinese character about the size of a dime on the inside of her thigh, as far north as you can go and still call it a thigh. So she wanted to get this tattoo done there. And I was like, oh, this is just a really odd area. Why are you wanting to get it done here? And she said that it's because she didn't want her father to find out that she got a tattoo.
A 40-year-old woman?
So that 40-year-old woman.
Oh, man.
Still worried about her father checking her out and seeing if she's got a tattoo or not. So
cut her out of the will, I guess.
I think it's creepy when the moms get the kids' names tattooed on their chest and on their neck. You got to cross them out whenever, you know, DHS kind of takes one away.
Napier.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Well, we made it. We made it an hour and 15 minutes before a true Napier bomb.
I think he did really well.
Thanks, Napes. That was great.
Sweet.
Man, I was going to ask a question. I totally forgot what it was. Oh, man.
I don't think that you would scratch them out. You would probably...
But that would be
the state
even
says they're not yours no more. Yeah, I mean, legally, you can't have that on your chest.
I talked to a waitress about her tattoo one time. She had a tree, and it had a bird on it, and then a bird flying away from the tree. And it was kind of like half covered by her shirt sleeve. And I asked, oh, well, what is that? And she said that, you know, she has 2 kids... And one of them lives with her and one doesn't. And so the one that's flying away doesn't live with her. And so I started asking way too many creepy questions, and she eventually, like, told me it was none of my business and went and got my beer.
Well, she's kind of wearing it on her arm.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what happens when that kid is old enough to not live with her anymore? The one that's on the tree, does she just make the branch bigger and have two birds?
Well, maybe you should have asked her for more iced tea and let it be that.
But it haunted me, Napier. I wanted to know the answer.
You feel better now?
What if that child that was in the tree died? I mean, would you then put it on the ground?
It fell out of the tree, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
No, on the Monty Python skit, they nailed the little bird's feet to the little pedestal, so it's cool.
We're just talking about dead kids and stuff. It's getting really dark again.
So it's turning into the weekly radio show.
Yep, that's kind of how we roll. So let me ask you this.
Oh.
You ever see it?
Okay. $5 says this is a question I've already asked. You guys ready? Okay. Go ahead. No, go ahead, drunk.
So do you ever see a girl walk in the parlor, and you're like, this broad wants a butterfly, and lo and behold, this broad wants a butterfly?
That happens quite often.
Yeah, you can just smell it out right away.
That's similar to a question I asked, I think.
It's similar, but not quite, so you owe him $5.
lots of butterflies, lots of birds.
No, there's some people that kind of come in, like, you know, they look earthy, so that, you know, that it's going to have some sort of a leaf or tree or branch or something like that in it. And then there's some girls that are come in and they're really cute, so you know that that's going to be the Pinterest girls, where it's like the, you know, the infinity sign or the birds flying away or whatever. And so there's some people that when you kind of look at them, you're just like, okay, this is how it's going to be. But there's a lot of times where you're really surprised, and, you know, there's been a lot of pretty girls that have come in, and it's like satanistic skulls and black and dark, and you're just like, holy shit. And so, you know, you get surprised on a daily basis as to what people want, and then there's some people that are really morbid, too. You know, that I had a guy that wanted to get a guy that was kind of a beast, and, you know, and he's decapitating a head, and then there's warriors in front of him, and there's blood and guts and everything like that in front of him, and you're looking at this guy, and you're just like, man, you're a handsome-looking guy. I mean, this is definitely something I would have never picked out for you. So, you know, it just, you get the whole gamut here. It's so the wide range of what you'll do.
Do you get the male that wants a ladybug?
Males that want the ladybug?
Yeah.
Not yet. But that would be cool.
Do you still get the barbed wire arms?
Barbed wire still comes in.
What about the Chinese symbols?
Those are still really popular.
Really?
Yeah. They're dying out, but because it's getting replaced by the infinity sign.
Yeah.
the new hot one right now here is the arrow. And so now it's like an arrow pointing whatever direction, and then they have like words or like love or
like
forever, whatever. I'm with stupid. I'm going to put one of those out, though, because that's funny.
Do you ever get any dudes that come
really
in there?
Popular.
Do you ever get any dudes that come in there and they want to get the ass antlers on them and they don't understand what that means?
The ass antlers?
Yeah.
Ass
antlers? Tramp stamp.
The cool thing about ass antlers is in Germany, they call them Arschgeweih, which actually translates to ass antlers.
Says like sugar on there or sweet ride or something. Dude just doesn't fucking get it.
Timmy actually had a tramp stamp, and every week in the locker room we'd make fun of him because he had a tramp stamp, and we made fun of him enough that he went and got like an entire, like, three paragraphs from the Lord of the Rings written down his entire back, so it looked
like that.
Yeah, so like it was a whole bunch of Lord of the Rings text on his back that led to a tramp stamp.
It was a really big treasure trail then.
Right, right. It was like, read this paragraph, and then there's a tramp stamp.
Like the dudes that got the earring on the wrong side back in the 80s and 90s. Like, oh, well, I guess I'm getting both ears pierced.
It'd be cool if he could actually speak Elvish so that he was able to translate it for the people. Like the people, that come in that'll actually speak Klingon. And they're like, you know, we wanted to say this and this. And I'm like, okay.
Or maybe his lady friend just likes to do the pegging and recite Lord of the Rings poetry while she's railing him. She just didn't want to forget her favorite verse. Like, you know, she knows when to pull out when she gets towards the end.
Oh. What?
And it's just overlaid by sounds of like suction and squirting. And some dude kind of crying softly in the background. But he hasn't said the safety word yet, so they're not done.
Well, Sausage, we asked for 20 to 30 minutes of your time, and we ended up doing
an entire show.
Hour and a half.
That's so awesome.
Thanks for coming on. It was fun talking to you. And
it was a great time. You guys are a blast. So if you ever have a third seat to fill in again, let me know. I'd be more than happy to fill it.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for that. That was
you need cool. You need to send this man a t-shirt or something.
Hell yeah, I do. Now what do we do, Napier? We do our typical...
First, we should say that everybody should go to spike.com and vote for Sausage.
Absolutely.
Every week.
Watch.
That's why he's the producer.
Ink Master Tuesday nights, 9/8 Central, right? On
correct.
Spike TV.
Please. And then look forward to the live finale on May 20th.
And if correct. You're in Las Vegas, call him up.
Club Tattoo.
Yeah.
Come down to Club Tattoo. It's in Planet Hollywood on the Strip.
Yeah, tweet me. I have his phone number now.
Yeah. you can send all the messages that you want.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Sausage.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
it was really fun. I thank you guys all very much. And then I hope that the Sausage fans out there go out and continue to support me. And, you know, we'll see how far I can and, you know, make this last. So it should be a good time. So
Team
thank
Sausage.
You guys very much. I appreciate it.
Team Sausage. So. You've converted Sausage. Our people, and they are now your people.
Hey, cool.
Napier is the one that ends the show.
And
Napier
away.
Just walked away.
Do you want me to end it?
Napier has left the building.
Napier just got up and left. I don't know.
Sexual chocolate.
I can end it. You want me to end it?
Drunk, how many episodes? What episode is this?
This is like 120.
No, we're like in the 130 something.
This is 139.
139. For 139 episodes, we have ended the show the exact same way.
Well, he missed a couple, so. But we still ended it the same way. All right, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9/8 Central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at RunkardSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.